blessed, but maybe mentally challenged human. We're not sure.
He hasn't proven himself either 100% way. Mentally challenged.
Can you tell me about how difficult it is to be a beautiful, tall, white man in America?
It's so tough sometimes. I have to take a step back and say, fuck, nothing is wrong.
When you get pulled nothing up, do you ever is get pulled wrong. Over by cops?
And I'm trying. I've gotten pulled over 5 times and I've never gotten a ticket or anything. My dad had me at 63 and he is like a billionaire. Really crazy. And when I was 8, the teacher at school had an issue with us because I went around to all the other kids and I said, what color is your daddy's plane? I was 6 or 7 and I didn't realize that everybody else didn't have their own plane. I just didn't realize what kind of plane they had.
What's the birthday you ever had?
Oh my God. It was literally at the FAO Schwartz. My mom got this like limo party bus. We drove 2 hours to Anaheim. It was closed down. It was nighttime. And it was just a party for all of my friends. And Shaquille O'Neal came. We played like this ridiculous game of hide and go seek with him. Oh, it is so funny. On the way out, he just grabbed a couple of giant toys and just like put them on his shoulders. And it was just, and it was so ridiculous. And my dad, a couple of years before that, also bought a Shaq shoe in an auction. So I just have this big old Shaq shoe that I just have. I used to, when I was a kid, I put both of my feet in it. And was just like jump around.
Are there more siblings?
So there's 4 others and I'm gonna get 10, 15, 20 million, I don't know what it is. Okay. And all I wanna do is like start a brain spa, like a place where you can just come and get so activated and at peace. And it's free, and it's just near a river, and it's got so much crystals around it, and
crystals.
It's just so
crystals
many
for?
Crystals around, because crystals heal.
Is that where we keep all of our lies
and
bullshit?
Feel. They hold it in, and they also let it go, and it's so good.
Not like giving back, helping charity, like feeding people. What do you think about that?
I joked around a couple years ago about how I wish I could just spread my seed all over the whole world and have a little black miles and a little, not miles, but like just.
Is that
I don't
what you
know.
Think of as charity?
And
spreading
not,
your is your golden boy seed?
No, it's not my charity. It was just a funny little joke. But
here's some cum. You're welcome.
Basically, no, yeah.
You're from Reno. How and so. Does your father own casinos?
My dad, there's an El Casino. He literally built up IGT, International Game Technology, which manufactures 90% of the slot machines. They make 30 cents on every dollar.
How much?
All you have to do is fucking plug it in. It doesn't happen that much anymore, but it was back in the day. IGT stock split 11 times. And it would just split, and then he would have double that, and it would split, and he would have double that. And they're like, let's get a company jet. And then I was a little kid, and that's why, until I was fucking 12, I didn't ride on a normal lane.
Feet didn't touch
I just
the ground.
Thought it was all private. And
you're
I thought
like
everybody had a little private.
Rich. I love that movie so much. It was my dream. He had a McDonald's in his home.
Yeah.
Oh, it was the best.
Richie Rich, yeah. I was the first baby to ever be brought back to the country club that I lived in. And I have this photo. It
you
was
lived
my
in a
third
country club?
Ridiculous country club in Palm Desert. Golf course was my backyard. And like I was the only man that lived there under the age of 60. And it was just little baby old me. And I wanted more than anything to live in a cul-de-sac. And I was like, I just hated
I
that we were in there.
I
want to
play ball with my friends.
My third birthday, we have a photograph. It's me on my dad's shoulders with some balloons between Bill Gates and Warren Buffett that were out just having a round of golf in our backyard. And it's so funny.
When did you realize that you were different than other people?
Yeah, it took a really long time for me to fully accept it and understand it and be okay with it. Like, I just didn't understand or care about school. because it just didn't relate to me. And history was a bunch of bullshit.
And I wanted to go to FAO Shores.
Whatever it was, yeah. I was like, all my friends were fucking studying to ultimately make money, and that just didn't apply to me because I was in a different situation. But I was comparing myself to them all the time. Because this is what I was, like, raised to do. It's just compare, rather than just collaborate and love. And it had so much to do with the random people that I got introduced to in L.A. when I moved to Loyola Marymount. My roommate, my freshman random roommate, was Dante Splendorio. I didn't know what I wanted to major in. It didn't even matter. But, like, he showed me Alan Watts. He showed me so many things, and just, I don't know, that's when I just started to individuate. One, the first day him and I ever ate mushrooms, we were tripping so hard. First time I ever tripped. Oh my god. And essentially Dante and I, we put all of our stuff out on the beach, and I wanted to be the ocean. It was this whole weird thing, and we fucking crawled into this bush. There was trash everywhere, and we just like sat in a bush for 4 hours, and we left all of our stuff just out on the sand. And I thought a flock of seagulls was gonna kill me. It was like all this stuff. But then when we were in the bush, I also thought that it was never gonna be the same again. I was gonna have to tell my family, and I was gonna be in an insane asylum. And I was just like, this is it. This is the end of it. I'm bummed that my family's gonna have to deal with me as a vegetable now. And we came out, and the sun set, and it was the first time I saw and realized that everything was one, and just felt it. And when I started to come down, I said, I just appreciated my sanity so much. And there happened to be like an ultimate frisbee fucking tournament that happens once a year, which is one of my favorite things in the world. And we just got to watch it. And
do you ever worry that girls are gonna like get a condom?
So my mom has been so like miles. Girls are gonna try to get pregnant with you. Yeah, and I'm so good looking. I'm very good looking.
You are very good looking. It's true. It's
and
true.
I'm just cosmic and amazing.
We're still working on the cosmic, but good looking for
you. I'm always working on it. I'm a work in progress.
You have sex with him?
He's my boyfriend. Every day.
Awesome.
Also, yeah.
We go somewhere inwardly, outwardly. I don't know. It's so
you're really good in bed.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Her nickname, I'm called her Juicy Jax. She didn't realize that she was a scooter until she was with me. I took her out to the playa like recently, and we just fucking humped from behind. In 3 seconds, I licked. Yeah. I just grazed her clitoris. She just splooshed all over me. It felt so good. When she's about to come, she farts a lot. And it's so beautiful. That's how I know she's about to come, as she starts to fart.
Only when I come, because it's just a fucking race, baby.
Yeah, it's that position. And 2 times, she pooed.
Oh my god. He loves you.
Oh, it was so funny.
That's love.
Oh my god, it was so funny. I was grossed out, but I also just laughed about it and loved about
marry
it
him.
And just
marry him immediately.
Was about it. Oh.
How did you guys meet?
Oh, dude. I was wearing this, and
she
was wearing a
black
kitty outfit.
We met at my friend's party in Tulum, which is called Day Zero.
My favorite things that I've been saying to everybody is, you know, don't be so serious. Life's too mysterious. Take it easy, keep it steezy. You know, the funniest joke you will ever hear is yourself. And it's a cosmic game, and you are the main actor of the movie that is your life. And you just, you know, you get to, you know, you have a lot of choices involved. Some people are born into a horror, some people are born into a comedy, dramedy. I was for sure drama, comedy blend. And yeah, you just get to let it happen. Stop seeking and it will come. If you're blessed enough to hear this, then you have internet. It's like you are too blessed to be stressed. Do 51% of everything you do for the other, because it's called selfish selflessness. Because when you do for the other, you are generating so much good luck and love for you. So just go out of your way to serve the other. You know, especially if you've been asked your whole life, how can I serve you? How can I do this for you? How can I do that for you? It is your duty and your honor to go up to someone random and do the same.
Thank you so much for talking with me. You've been such a gem. You welcomed me into your cuddle puddle.
Thank you.
Thank God for my panda suit, or I never would have found you. I'm so honored.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, it makes me so happy that we are alive, and I love, love loving you.
Happy burn, everyone. This was a
aho, aloha. I love you.
Fuck me. I love this place.
People are queer. They're always flowing, scrambling and rushing about. Why don't they stop someday? Address themselves this way. Why are we here? Where are we going? It's time that we found out. We're not here to stay. We're on a short holiday.
Hi, everyone. A special thank you to Miles and his beautiful girlfriend for spending the last day of the burn with me. We had the very most fun. I cannot tell you the sense of whimsy and lightheartedness that came with this boy. He had so much love to give, and I wish him nothing but the best on this winding and curving road we all must walk down. And invariably, the answer is 42. According to Douglas Adams, anyway. I've got one more Burning Man episode left for you. It is November 2nd. I had an incredible Halloween. Being Patsy Darling is the very most fun. I encourage all of you to drink more, smoke more, curse more, and have less children. Wear more stirrup pants and bigger shoulder pads and larger gold jewelry. Life just is better as her. Don't forget to follow me on my Instagram at Dr. Z Nightingale. I have my Patreon campaign up. Every dollar that you can contribute to my little podcast I could is really helpful. I do this out of my own pocket. I do this because I love it. I decided to stop taking advertisers because I felt like it just got in the way of the stories and made me feel cheap, especially if I was talking to some like fabulous homeless man about the trials and tribulations of his life, and then after it's like, and now dust off your sex toys. It felt tacky. So I'm trying to do this without advertisers so you guys can get right to the stories and right to the laughs without me having to sell my soul to the devil like most other podcasts. Support me if you can, follow me if you want, and wherever you are, I hope that the changing of the leaves has not changed your personality to something other than merry. There's a lot to look forward to in the upcoming months, and I hope wherever you are happy, you are healthy, you are making good decisions, and if they're bad, that they're lots of fun. Laugh a little bit more. Life is a fucking comedy.
Life.
Bye.
Is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. It's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go.